Hello, this is Colin here in Germany. I'd like to talk with you a little bit about the fact that I've switched to the Mac Mini, and I thought some of you may be interested in the reasons why I swapped. I know that I'm talking to a Mac audience in the main. You've already got Mac, but there may be somebody there that's listening, maybe that still uses Windows and would like to consider the switch. The decision to switch to the Mac was for a lot of reasons. I bought the full version of Windows. It cost a lot of money, and I was tired of the fact you had to keep activating every time you formatted. And then they introduced the Windows validation scheme, which really annoyed me even more. I'd already paid for the product, I had a key, I've activated the product, and then if you wanted to use some of their software, you had to install a file called the Windows Validation. And I feel that this is pushing things too far. I was tired of these security issues they seem to mount on a daily basis, and their attitude and customer support was something to be desired. I also had USB Wi-Fi issues. Often the USB devices would disconnect for no reason whatsoever, and it's definitely along the lines of the USB's issues. And the major feature as well is Windows Search was absolutely hopeless. I had to use third-party Windows desktop searches. So I thought, I'm going to think radically, really think radically, and consider a Mac. In the past, what's put me off about a Mac was the cost, not on a high budget, and secondly, I thought the amount of software for the Mac would be extremely limited. So I put the decision to one side and carried on with Windows. Well, then I started listening to podcasts, and they were talking about the Mac. I listened to some of the Mac podcasts. I looked about the Mac Mini on the internet. And I really like what I saw, and the price of the Mac Mini was within my budget. I went to the Mac website, the store there, and looked at the Mac and looked at it and looked at it and looked at it, and I kept going back, and I was kind of really hesitant. I don't know if you've gone through this yourselves. And then I decided, look, go for it. So I hit. Went through the process and hit the order button, and I ordered it. And then I was beginning to have second doubts because I was so used to Windows, it's so familiar to me. I nearly went and hit the cancel order button, but I resisted. And the Mac took a long while to arrive because I live in Germany and I wanted the English version. But eventually, after quite a wait, the Mac Mini arrived. One of the striking features was the packaging. I know packaging is packaging, but as you all know, Mac users, the packaging is absolutely perfectly done. Really, attention to detail was impressive. And for Windows users, if you haven't bought a Mac, you'll be very impressed with the packaging just alone. It's really impressive. Installing, I was waiting for the plug and play syndrome like Windows. Sometimes it goes, sometimes it doesn't. And I thought, here we go, how's this going to go? No problem. It worked. The install was perfect, flawless. I thought, well, this is a great start. And then, hey presto, the Mac operating system appeared, and I've connected it to my digital monitor, and immediately, strikingly, the colours, the clarity, the graphics were impressive. And if you look at photographs using a Mac, it is really, really impressive. And I've got relatively poor eyesight, but for me, the Mac, I can read all the text on this Flatron LCD monitor. Windows, I had to use ClearType to see the text properly. So visually, it is stunning. I like the dashboard there, which is your Windows Task Launcher. And when you update software, there's none of this activation, validation. You don't need Internet Explorer. You don't need it at all. You just go and do a manual update, and it goes through for you. And the other thing is the Spotlight, which is like a search in the Windows. The Spotlight is absolutely impressive. I can't say any more about it. It finds the minutest thing. Even if you put your name in, Colin, any files that I've got, any emails I've sent, bookmarks I've done, well, it is impressive. I can really, the searching is well, I can't see them. Oh, it's so fast, so great. So that alone was well worth the money. My Mac Mini had Wi-Fi access built in. And again, I thought, here we go. Will it find my Netgear router? What problems are going to have? Waited for problems. There weren't any. It's connected to the Wi-Fi, even in security mode WPA. No problems. I thought, wow, more impressive. Then it's got Bluetooth built in, which is great, and security options are extremely good and detailed. Now, I decided to buy at the same time a FireWire external drive, and I wanted to partition it. Now, partitioning on the Windows can, for me, be a nightmare. I've made mistakes, and I've not been able to boot the computer. The nightmare doesn't exist in the Mac. You go into the Windows, here I am, still a Windows, the Mac drive utilities, and go onto the partition, and it found my external drive, and I was able to partition it within seconds. It was so easy. It even automatically splits the drive for you. And about software, well, I thought, I can't get software for this Mac, there's nothing for me, but there is everything that I want to do. It's there, I can get it, and the programs that's built in, the GarageBand, the iMovie, iPhoto, you know them all, you Mac users, but it is really great, and they're all built into this particular version of Mac. And so I'm an early user, I've got a lot to learn, but I can honestly say Windows users, really go for the Switch, and you won't be disappointed. And I don't think you'd ever send the Macs back. I mean, I use my Mac 99.9% of the time. I very rarely turn my Windows machine on unless it's something special. And I wish I had taken up the Mac a long time ago. And if things do go wrong, there's podcast support, forum support. There's a lot of people out there. I've met one or two people that's been extremely helpful in addressing any problems I have. So there's no problems with that at all. So that's my piece on switching. Bye for now.